I have a very short message I want to share with you. And the title of my message is, He Bore My Sin. If we can get that up. He bore my sin. And I'm going to repeat this phrase several times. He bore my sin. Why don't you say it with me? He bore my sin. Let's say it again. He bore my sin. I'm going to break it down into three parts because preachers do three-part messages. And so I want to talk about the he. He bore my sin. Let's say it with the emphasis on he. He bore my sin. I'm going to talk secondly about the fact that he bore my sin. So let's say he bore my sin. Let's say it. He bore my sin. And then thirdly, I want to talk about my sin. So let's say with the emphasis on the last. He bore my sin. So first, let's talk about the he. Jesus is the one who died for me. Jesus is the one who died for me. Just who is he? He is eternal. He has always existed. Micah wrote, "But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting." He has always existed. He is also God. John described Jesus as the Word, the Logos. It was and he wrote this: "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." He is God. He is our Creator. He is also glorious. Can you read that? He is glorious. Jesus, the Eternal One, had great glory in heaven. The night before he died, Jesus prayed, "And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the world was." They had glory. They shared glory together. He is also the one who was sinless. Peter called him the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. He was also incarnate. He took on human flesh. Paul described the process in Philippians 2. "Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross." He is also the Savior. We know why Jesus entered into the human time domain and took on human flesh. He did this to save us. We've been studying in Luke on Sunday mornings, and you all know this verse. If you've been here on Sunday mornings, let's say it together. "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." This is why he took on human flesh. He died for us. He died to pay for us. He bore my sin. He bore my sin. Let's say with the "bore" emphasis. Here we go. He bore my sin. Jesus' death took place during the celebration of the Passover. And the Passover, remember the time when God delivered the Jews from slavery. Each family would sacrifice a lamb and put its blood on the house's doorposts. The angel of death would pass over the house. And that would one day be a picture of Jesus dying for us. And when we trust him, his blood is on our hearts, and God passes over us in judgment. The Samaritan people still live to this day. There are still a race of people called the Samaritans. And even though their form of Judaism is kind of a twisted half-breed thing, they actually still perform sacrifice and practice the Passover. This is from their Passover and the slaughter of the lambs. And don't worry, you're not going to see a lamb die. Thank you. Part of their celebration involves putting lamb's blood on their foreheads. In performing a sin sacrifice, the sinner, in Leviticus 1:4, it says the sinner would place their hands on the animal, transferring their sins to the animal. And Spurgeon was pointed out that the original word for putting your hands on means to lean heavily on somebody. The idea is that the picture of the sacrificial lamb, it teaches us to lean upon him with the burden of our guilt. And when you lean heavy on him, he can take it, because he can bear it. Isaiah 53:5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. He bore our sin. He bore my sin. Let's say that together. He bore my sin. In the movie The Robe, the Roman soldier named Marcellus was at the crucifixion. And when the soldiers gambled to win the robe that Jesus was wearing, remember that part in the scriptures? Well, this fictional story is that Marcellus is the one who won the robe. And through the movie, Marcellus struggles with the guilt of having been there, having been the one who crucified Jesus. And then one day he meets the Apostle Peter. This is from the movie.
Demetrius and I will leave in the morning. We go to Syria.
I think it's healthy for all of us to say, as Marcellus did, I crucified him. People like to point blame at who's responsible for killing Jesus. You know what? I was. I crucified him because, after all, he died for my sins. For my sins. In the movie The Passion of the Christ, Mel Gibson lays out one of the most graphic and accurate depictions of the crucifixion. This is just a short sequence from it.
Oh.
Now, Mel Gibson did something unusual in the scene where Jesus is being nailed to the cross, because Mel stopped the action and had his own hand in the shot. His own hand, that's Mel Gibson's hand holding the spike, because that's significant. That's us. He bore my sin. This is real. This is personal. I need to learn to identify with the cross. These are my hands holding the nails, my hands holding the hammer. And how do I respond to all of this? First thing I want to talk about is forgiveness. John recorded Jesus' last words before dying when he said he received the sour wine and he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. And the word in it, "it is finished," it carries the idea that a debt has been paid in full. Your debt has been paid in full. John wrote, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He does the right thing in forgiving you and cleansing you because it has been paid in full. Some of you did something a long time ago and you still beat yourself up over it. And you can't let go of it. You got to let go of it because you've been forgiven. If you've confessed your sins, you need to receive his forgiveness and accept it and thank him for it because you've been forgiven. The second thing is repentance. For some of us, we need to take a good long look at the fact that it is my sin. We need to take a good long look at any sin that we are currently trapped in. It's a big deal that Jesus paid for our sins, isn't it? Isn't it? Yes. Yes, it is. And even the current sin that you might be trapped in is the reason why he went to the cross. We sang a few minutes ago, lines, we need to realize it was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. It was my sin that held him there. It wasn't nails that held him to the cross. It was love. It was love demanding to pay for you, to pay for your sins. Paul identified with the cross in such a way that it changed the way he lived. He said, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. My last word is just simply this: turn from your sin. Turn from your sin. Because there's power to turn from your sin. Ask Jesus to help you. Now, we are going to take communion. And as our kind of our tradition on Good Friday, it's self-serve communion, that we're not going to have somebody come by and hand you stuff. You're going to need to come up and take it when you're ready. We're going to do some worship songs. And if you want to come up and grab communion, you need to go back out to work, you can do that. We can do that. If you want to hang around until we're done with worship, you are welcome to do that. Let's pray. God, we just want to be drawing near to you. And Lord, we're so thankful for times like today when we can remember what it is you've done for us, the forgiveness that's available, and Lord, power to change. God, stir us up. Help us not to be complacent and think that it's okay to just keep lollygagging around in the sin that we're trapped in. But God, help us to turn from it, to realize it was my sin that you bore. God, we just want to thank you. We want to love you. We want to bless you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that these little pieces of bread remind us of your body broken for us. Broken because our sins were put upon you. That the cups of grape juice remind us, Lord, of your great, great love, the blood, the life that you poured out for us so that we could be forgiven. We would bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.